This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. CBS News has now confirmed some fragments from a debris field in the Atlantic are from a missing sub near the wreckage of the Titanic. CBS's Cammie McCormick has the latest from the Coast Guard.
It says experts with the Unified Command are evaluating the information. Retired Navy Vice Admiral Robert Murrett.
There was a lot of debris on the ocean floor. Having said that, for the Coast Guard to identify this as debris of interest, I suggest that they may have some reason to believe it's associated to what's happening to the Titan.
The debris was found by an underwater robot searching the site. Two additional robots had been deployed today, including one from a French ship, which some experts say was the main hope for a rescue.
OceanGate, the company that built that sub, just released a statement. They believe the five people on board are dead. President Biden's doubling down on comments he made about China's president this week. CBS's Stephen Portnoy is at the White House.
Alongside the Prime Minister of India, President Biden said he was simply stating the facts when he called Xi Jinping a dictator.
Is this not something I'm going to change very much?
Mr. Biden said he expects to meet with Xi in the near future. And he expressed his belief that the row over his remark won't have any real consequence.
A judge has now released the names of the people who helped embattled Congressman George Santos make bond.
It's his father and his aunt. They helped him assure the $500,000 bond to allow him to remain free and continue serving in Congress as he awaits trial.
That's CBS's Scott McFarlane. Well, in case you missed it, last night the House voted to censure California Congressman Adam Schiff over comments he made years ago about investigations into Donald Trump's ties to Russia. Today, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries slammed extreme MAGA Republicans for leading that charge.
They're obsessed with Adam Schiff. First, they kick him off the Intel Committee. Then they try to fine him $16 million. That fails. Donald Trump threatens to primary them, and they immediately respond to the puppet master by bringing a censure resolution back to the floor.
Folks in Texas are cleaning up some major tornado damage today. Here's CBS's Omar Villafranca.
Storm chasers with our CBS affiliate KWTV helped one man with injuries climb out of the rubble of what was once his home. They say his wife did not survive. First responders worked quickly to dig through the debris. At least four people died and 10 were injured.
And Ford just scored $9 billion in federal loans to help build three new electric vehicle battery plants in Tennessee and Kentucky. That project will create about 7,500 jobs. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson and Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. Good afternoon, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The latest U.S. Drought Monitor shows most of western Wisconsin is in drought, with 78% of the state experiencing drought and the lower Wisconsin River Valley in severe drought. The entire state is abnormally dry, according to the USDA. Wildfire danger remains high in northwestern and southwestern Wisconsin, and the entire state is under an air quality advisory due to unhealthy levels of ozone. Two people are facing dozens of charges after authorities said that nearly 200 goats were found dead at a farm in southwestern Wisconsin. The Lafayette County Sheriff's Office said that Kyle and Stephanie Linsicum starved the herd and that there had been no flowing water for weeks.
By tracking through records through feed companies and things like that, it had been quite some time since they'd actually purchased any feed.
That's Sheriff Reg Gill, who told WKOW-TV that he brought a veterinarian to the scene to find out what had happened. According to court documents, the couple kept money from selling some of the goats, which they didn't have the authority to do. That total amount was $37,000. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com. Wesley is a truck driver.
I drive a truck, and I love what I do.
A truck driver with IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Quite a few letters in the mail. They were talking about wage garnishment, coming after my house, my car. Yeah, they don't play around. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
One sleepless night, Wesley finally made a call to Optima Tax Relief at 2 a.m.
Kind of figured I'd get a machine, but I didn't. I actually got to talk to an actual person in the middle of the night.
He found just what he was looking for.
Oh, they were great people. You need a team of people that know what they're doing. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Happy don't even come close. I was absolutely overjoyed.
Take Wesley's advice.
If you're in any kind of trouble with the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. A lot of it being made these days, I'll tell you what. Remember, we talked about the impeachment resolution that Lauren Boebert, the right-wing nut from Colorado, had introduced through a sneaky procedure called a personal privilege resolution that bypasses everything. It's like an atomic bomb. McCarthy was not pleased with it. Kevin McCarthy, not because he has any integrity or not because he cares, but what he realized is that if Boebert's motion, resolution, had to be voted on, there are a lot of Republicans who would be attacked by Trump if they didn't vote for it, but they wouldn't win re-election in a general election because they're in districts that are not sufficiently gerrymandered. So he met with Boebert in his offices, and he squeezed her and broke her arm, basically, to agree that her impeachment resolution would be referred to the Judiciary and Homeland Security Committee. The Judiciary and Homeland Security Committee. There are a lot of impeachment resolutions, I don't know if you knew that, against Biden himself, but also against his cabinet. There's a whole bunch of them. All by right-wing wing nuts. But some of them have co-sponsors. They co-sponsor each other's resolutions like this. And what happens is it gets put in the committee. Nothing can then happen to it. And they'll sit on it until McCarthy and the leadership think it has a shot of succeeding. The problem with the impeachment of Biden is, A, he's done a superb job and there's no basis for it. B, it probably would not even pass the House. It needs 218 votes. There are 213 Democrats. They only have a 5-vote margin. There are a lot of Republicans who in a million years can't vote for it or they won't win re-election. So it's going to sit there. But Boebert shut her mouth off and she said, quote, if the committee slow rolls it, I'll bring the impeachment resolution, quote, every day for the rest of my time here in Congress, end quote. Now, let me tell you something. Her time in Congress may be short because the last time she won by 500 some odd votes in a 10-point, should be a 10-point gerrymandered Republican district. The same guy's running against her, a very good candidate, and she is a disgrace in the House. But remember something else. You know, a lot of people say to me, Matt, I can't believe that people, that there are that many members of Congress or their constituents that think that Biden should be impeached. I'm going to tell you an unusual statistic. I've said this before on the show, but it's been a while. May have been in my morning show. Many of you may not have heard it. But starting with, say, Franklin Roosevelt, that was 1932. And so that's coming on 100 years, believe it or not, 91 years. At any given time, with any president, no matter well or how well or poorly he is doing, at least 28% of the people in this country want him impeached immediately. They want him out of office. Believe it or not, the president, and it, you know, it's fine with me because I liked him very much. The president who had the least percentage of people who wanted to impeach him, wanted him thrown out of office, was Bill Clinton. Only 28% of people said he should be immediately removed. No one cared about Monica Lewinsky, that fake thing. No one cared about any of that stuff. Sadly, the guy who had the highest percentage of people who wanted him impeached for no reason, and he was a good president, was Barack Obama. And I think there was a racial component to that. But every other one hovered between 28 and 31 over 91 years. Franklin Roosevelt saved the country with the New Deal. Harry Truman, one of our greatest presidents, he ended World War II. He handled the Korean War well. He handled the post-war reconstruction of the country well. Still in that range. Dwight Eisenhower, commanding general in Europe in the Second World War, two-term president. Actually, a civil rights president. He was one of the last of the Republican. He was the last of the Republican civil rights presidents. Jack Kennedy. Same thing. Lyndon Johnson. Ronald Reagan. Jimmy Carter. Gerald Ford. Nixon. All of them. There will always be just shy of a third of the people in this country who, if they could snap their fingers or get them out of office, don't like. So the fact is that there are people in the Republican constituency who would like to impeach Biden. It's historically consistent with this data. Now, there's a strange fight going on in the Republican caucus, and I didn't believe it at first. I really don't see the basis of it unless it's sort of two mean girls going after each other. But Marjorie Taylor Greene and Bobbert hate each other. Marjorie Taylor Greene accused Bobbert of plagiarizing her motion. She had a motion in to impeach Biden, but she had put it through the committee process with a couple of co-sponsors. And of course, it's going to get buried there until McCarthy and a handful of the leadership decide it should come out, if at all. But here's Marjorie Taylor Greene's comments on Lauren Bobbert. Quote, she has a great skill and talent for making most people here not like her. Hey, how about the pot and the kettle? Marjorie Taylor Greene says about Lauren Bobbert, quote, she has a great skill and talent for making most people here not like her. No kidding. How about looking in the mirror? Nobody likes Marjorie Taylor Greene. Nobody likes Lauren Bobbert and a lot of the others. They don't like Paul Gosar. They don't like Matt Gaetz. They don't like Jim Jordan, Gymnasium Jim, G-Y-M, Jordan. Bobbert's response to this insult was, quote, this is not middle school, end quote. That is the intellectual depth of the Republican caucus. Two mean girls going at it in the playground. You know what they're going after? They're going after Biden for. They have to have some reason in an impeachment resolution. They're going after him for the border, saying we want to impeach him because he is not securing the border. That's a separate issue. We'll talk about that some other time. But it's really unbelievable to me that here is a House of Representatives with a 5-vote margin to play with, which is not much. They lost the last election, in effect, by doing so poorly in the off year. They should have picked up 30 or 40 seats. They picked up a handful only for a 5-seat majority. So what happens is Biden is not, that Biden impeachment resolution is not going anywhere. The vote was 219-208 to send it to committee. Before it was to table it. That's a separate kind of procedural thing. But all it's done, frankly, is expose the wingnut section of the Republican Party. Now, I want to talk about another censure. That is the censure of Adam Schiff. The House censured Schiff over the Trump-Russia investigation and his comments on it. And here you will not believe what they say. 213-209, they censured him. Now, remember, there are 222 Republicans, so that means that 9 of them either didn't vote or voted present or didn't do anything. The 209 who stood with Schiff were the Democrats, concern me in this respect. There are 213 Democratic votes. That means 4 of them either didn't show up or voted present. Now, that's not right. That's not right. Schiff is involved in a primary for the U.S. Senate in California, so maybe the supporters of one of the other candidates decided to step back into the shadows. I don't know what's going on. But if all 4 of them had voted like they should have, 213, it wouldn't have passed. It would have been 213-213. Now, I'm not naive. I understand that if that looked like it was going to happen, McCarthy would have broken some arms and made one more Democrat and one more Republican step out of the weeds and jump in. But McCarthy couldn't even get out his whole speech. There were cries of shame, shame, and then Adam. And no, McCarthy was driven like a dog, like a cur. He was driven from the chambers because he knew what he was up to. Here is his claim. He managed to spit it out before he left. He goes, Adam Schiff ripped apart American families. Adam Schiff permanently destroyed family relationships. What did he mean by that? He meant that when these allegations of Russia and Trump came out, families were split. That's true. I have relatives, cousins, who are Trump supporters. I frankly could care less. You love your cousins anyway. Everybody knows somebody, has somebody in the family who has a different point of view. You want to rip apart families, look at the Civil War. How about two brothers on the other side with bayonets and bullets? That's ripping apart families. To claim that what? Adam Schiff ripped apart families because he laid out evidence how the Russians came in, hacked into the election. Everybody knows it. The Senate Intelligence Committee said that. It was said in the Mueller report. And laid this information out to everybody. And that Adam Schiff said that he felt that Trump colluded with the Russians. I say it now. I say it now and I stand with Adam Schiff, and I've been saying it for several years. Everybody knows that. Everybody says it. So they're going on something that occurred, what, 3-4 years ago? More than 4 years ago. And that he ripped apart American family relationships because there was a dispute. Unbelievable. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after.
Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeaky wheat turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite, and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for organized crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For today, sunshine and a high near 91. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 66. Slight chance of a storm Friday, otherwise mostly sunny, and again a high near 91. For Friday night, slight chance of a storm, low of 67. Some scattered storms Saturday with a high near 90. With weather, I'm Corey Hartman.
It's 89 at our studios.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Your lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to give some more information on our discussion yesterday about Justice Samuel Alito and that fishing trip that he took in the private jet, $100,000 each way, $1,000 bottles of wine, the whole team of chefs, the king crab legs and Kobe beef. Let me give you this further information. I was surprised to see it. It doesn't in retrospect surprise me, but it shows the danger of what's been going on. The fellow who was behind this, Paul Singer, has had 10 cases before the Supreme Court. He's donated $80 million to the Republican Party in the last 10 years, $80 million. In Alaska, Alito stayed in a lodge of another wealthy billionaire as a friend of Paul Singer's. It's a $1,000 a night cabin. Now, I've been fishing in Alaska, fish off the Kenai Peninsula. We camped, but you know, there's not a lot of wealth in the motels up there. Grand a night is quite a bit. Alito published a response to the ProPublica article in the Wall Street Journal yesterday before the ProPublica article had even been published. He denied that he drank a $1,000 bottle of wine before anybody accused him of it. It turns out that the guy that entertained Alito up there, along with Paul Singer, had also done this with Antonin Scalia, another Supreme Court justice. Leonard Leo was the ringleader. Is that a familiar name? Head of the Federalist Society. He organized the fishing trip. He organized the fishing trip for these justices. He's now in charge of the Marble Freedom Trust, $1.6 billion that another billionaire gave to them to fund conservative causes. Leonard Leo put out a statement just now. He said, quote, "We should all wonder if ProPublica's attack on Justice Alito is, quote, bait for reeling in more dark money from woke billionaires," end quote. Speaking of dark money from billionaires, how about everybody who has their fingers in those right-wing Supreme Court justices? There are no woke billionaires who are giving dark money, as this guy charges. This Leonard Leo has coordinated an extensive network to set up relationships with judges and donors in a reinforcing ecosystem. This has been going on for 20 years, and we're just slowly tumbling to it. For 20 years, Clarence Thomas has been going on these trips. Antonin Scalia went on the trips. Alito went on the trips. You have Gorsuch. Suddenly a guy say, I really would love that crummy little cabin you have out there in the boonies in Colorado. And I want to pay you 500 grand more than you want, even though you haven't been able to sell it for 2 years. Large law firms pay John Roberts' wife $10 million for headhunting. $10 million. They're calling them up and say, hey, there's this law student that would like a job. He's at the top of his class. The Supreme Court is the only branch with really no checks and balances. The Supreme Court says it can, this isn't in the Constitution, by the way. It says it can tell the president, the executive, and the Congress that what they do is unconstitutional, but nobody can tell them that they're acting unconstitutionally. They're not elected. They're appointed by for life. And here what you have is you have an ecosystem of 20 years where they're all being wined and dined and given money. I mean, Clarence Thomas's 50 grand a year tuition for his relative he was raising as a son. They buy his mother's house and they refuse to report it. They say, Congress can't tell us to have an ethics code. I've had enough of this. There's nothing in the Constitution. They're acting unconstitutionally. I'm saying they're acting unconstitutionally. That means you're saying they're acting unconstitutionally. Jack of Merrimack, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jack?
Well, pretty obviously, we've got to do something about the Supreme Court. I mean, that just it's got to change. One of your more right wing people pointed out that Sotomayor also was involved with she got some money for a book deal and then voted in favor of a company that had business before the court, the same ones that gave her the money for the book deal. This has got to stop. And I'm not sure what we can do about it. Short of, and I think this might be one answer, have Congress enact a code of ethics that requires recusal in specific instances for these justices. And if they don't do it, have a serious, I mean, we're talking maybe millions of dollars in terms of fines if they don't recuse themselves, because this is, something has to be done. I think that there is zero chance that we would get a constitutional amendment that would cut down the length of the term of the justices. That would be a good idea, but I just don't think it can possibly happen. But maybe we can go through Congress and push again a law which says, okay, you're appointed for life, but after a certain point, you are a justice emeritus and you do not get a vote. You maybe get to advise other justices. But if you've been on the court for, say, 20 years, you don't get to vote anymore. You just get to advise the justices who are voting justices. To me, the obvious answer is to go up to a total of one Supreme Court justice for every federal court district in the country. And that would bring the number up to 13. And that would at least balance the court a little bit better.
That's it. These are some great. We have to go to a break. I'm going to respond to you after the break, Jack. Those are excellent comments. Lines are open 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
CBS News Special Report. The owner of the submersible that's been missing all week following a failed expedition to the Titanic's wreckage says the crew on board has now sadly been lost. This comes as the U.S. Coast Guard announces pieces of debris found today are from that sub. Rear Admiral John Mauger.
This morning, an ROV, a remote-operated vehicle, from the vessel Horizon Arctic, discovered the tail cone of the Titan submersible approximately 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic on the seafloor.
And he offered condolences.
On behalf of the United States Coast Guard and the entire Unified Command, I offer my deepest condolences to the families.
Again, all five people are believed to be dead following the discovery of pieces from their missing sub today. CBS News Special Report, I'm Monica Ricks.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. Good afternoon, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Two people are facing dozens of charges after authorities said nearly 200 goats were found dead at a farm in southwestern Wisconsin. The Lafayette County Sheriff's Office said that Kyle and Stephanie Linsicum starved the herd and that there had been no flowing water for weeks. Sheriff Reg Gill told WKOW-TV that he brought a veterinarian to the scene to find out what had happened. According to court documents, the couple kept money from selling some of the goats, which they didn't have the authority to do. That total amount was about $37,000. The latest U.S. drought monitor shows that most of western Wisconsin is in drought, with the lower Wisconsin River Valley in severe drought, the entire state considered abnormally dry, according to the USDA. Also, wildfire danger remains high in northwestern and southwestern Wisconsin, and the entire state is under an air quality advisory due to unhealthy levels of ozone. And today is the start of Country Fest in Kidat. Organizers are expecting a record crowd of 100,000 people this year to see headliners including John Party, Dan and Shay, and the Zach Brown Band. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Walks, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks today. 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks.
Hello, Chippewa Valley and 93.5 The Tap listeners. Civic Media is thrilled to be your new neighbor. And to celebrate our arrival, we have an exclusive offer just for you and your local business. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll receive 1 month of free advertising. That's right, 1 month of free advertising.
This incredible offer ends June 30th.
Boost your business and secure your free month of advertising right now. Call 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. Call now.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Dom's or Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going to comment on Jack Merrimack's good call, and then I'm going to go back to the lines. And so what I'd like to say this about Jack, you're absolutely right. We have to do something about the Supreme Court. I do not think that you have to make them emeritus justices. I think ideally what's going to have to happen, and it may not happen anytime soon, as you say, with a constitutional amendment, but what is going to have to happen is that they be limited to a term of years. And I'll say 20 years. Why do I say 20? I mean, the Wisconsin Supreme Court is 10 years. And you want to give them a certain amount of time, but they start appointing people, the Republicans do, like Clarence Thomas in the early 90s when he was in his early 40s. And 30 years later, he's only in his early 70s. He could be afflicting us for 20 more years with his crooked decisions. 50 years, that's not right. 20 years, out you go. No, you don't get to be emeritus. You get a gold watch and a kick in the rear end is what you get. Just if you were a bad judge. That's number one. Number two, they can be indicted for felonies, for bribery. And, you know, when they start voting on people's business interests that they've taken money from, at some point, they can be indicted. Now, they can explain at trial there was no linkage and all that kind of stuff, but enough is enough. I'm very tired of all this stuff. Going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. It's a nice call by Jack from Merrimack. One way or the other, because the Supreme Court, goes back to Gore Bush. Gore probably should have fought higher, but he didn't. But that wasn't right what they did there either. But I'm one way or the other, either term limits or increase the members of the court. And I don't know which is going to be the easiest way to get it done. But one way or another, you cannot have a Supreme Court that's for sale. It's bad enough Congress is for sale, but the Supreme Court has to be above that because that's the last ruling. So either way, Matt, I don't know how you get her done, but term limits or increase the court. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Good comments. Matt of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Matt?
Hey, Matt, I love the show. I just wanted to make a note, it's a little off of your topic, but they have this list they do worldwide of best cities to live in, best places to live. And every time, the winners are always democratic socialists. And my question to you is, why with all this data out there, all this evidence of what works the best for a sustainable, healthy populace, no one can just see the writing on the wall there, like economically everything. Why don't people see right. this? That's my question, I guess.
Yeah. Well, no, that's an excellent question. And also I want to give a shout out to our own state. I think in the last list of the top 10 in the United States, there are several from Wisconsin. So if you want to live somewhere good, you come to Wisconsin. And I agree with that 100%. You know, the larger thing is this. This democratic, you know, the democratic socialist stuff is sort of a joke, but cities that where people feel free, where they feel respected, where they don't feel constrained, where they don't have, somebody looking over their shoulder all the time. That's where people want to live. That's what liberal democracy is all about. If you live in a fascist country, an authoritarian country, a communist country, a jihadist country, you're not free. You can be arrested at any time. You can be told what to do and not to do at any time. The genius of liberal democracy is that you have a right to privacy. Nobody can knock on your door at the middle of the night and tell you to come in, to come with them. And nobody can arrest you or hurt you for what you say or think or that kind of thing. We fight for liberal democracy. We have to. All of the United States is based on a liberal democratic constitution. And I mean democratic in a small d. We're also a republic with a small r, which means we don't have a king. We elect the president. However, there are forces in this country who are authoritarian. Right now, they're concentrated in the Republican Party. In the 19th century, they were concentrated in the Democratic Party. Up until Franklin Roosevelt, they were concentrated in the Democratic Party, and the Republican Party was the Civil Rights Party up through, quite frankly, Dwight Eisenhower. So things change. But we cannot have authoritarianism. Trump is an authoritarian. His party is afraid of him. When he primaries them or endorses their opponent, you take Robin Voss. Robin Voss and the Republicans in the state are the most servile people in the world to Trump. But Trump was upset that Robin Voss didn't try to overturn the election, which he had no power to do. And he appointed this guy, Adam, I forget his last name, some guy down in the Mount Pleasant area, 29 years old, no experience, no credential to be in the assembly. And he almost beat Voss. I think he came within like a point. People are afraid of that. People are afraid of that. And that is what's happening right now. I mean, we're going to get into Trump in a little bit. We're going back to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling, Mark. What's in your mind today?
Yeah, it's interesting. I had you point out that the Supreme Court will say that, well, because the right to privacy isn't enumerated in the Constitution, it doesn't exist. Well, I'd say it exists in the Constitution in the Ninth Amendment because the Ninth Amendment says people retain rights that aren't enumerated in the Constitution. They shouldn't be disparaged.
Right.
And if they want to go direct to enumeration, as you have pointed out, there's nothing in the Constitution that says that they have the power to change the Constitution, you know, declare laws are constitutional or not. It's not enumerated there, so why do they, you know, they can get to pick and choose? I mean, it's just as fascinating to me that they can just ignore that, and why a layperson such as myself could make an argument like that before the Supreme Court. And some of the justices wouldn't even recognize that argument because I don't think they've actually recognized, you know, what the Constitution actually means, because some of these guys come from the Federalist Society, which I maintain should be called the Anti-Federalist Society, which they're more or less opposed to the Constitution. I mean, as the Anti-Federalists did back in the day. I mean,
comments.
They claim to uphold it, and then they want to undermine it every step of the way as far as promoting the general welfare, which Congress has the power to do. I mean, having a clean environment is promoting the general welfare.
You're right on the money. The Ninth Amendment is exactly as you say. I'm going to take another call and then respond further. Excellent call. Gary of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. Gary, what's in your mind today?
Hi, Matt. I think the United States needed only $280,000 for the federal Supreme judges. They should bump that up to $500,000. If they even pay them more, they may not take all the bribes. That's just. But here's a couple other things. You know, I'm really tired of this seeing Ukraine get bombed to smithereens. That just really grates me. The other thing that grates me is that Obama, not Biden, was calling China guy a dictator. Not a good way to get back in his talks with him. And then Biden says something like Russia will likely, a good chance they would use some kind of a nuclear armament for the Ukrainians. Again, he should not speculate like that. He should keep that to himself. That's all I have, Matt. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Gary, I'm going to respond to that. I'm also going to respond to Mark from the SAC quite briefly. Now, Mark, on your Supreme Court, it's from the Ninth Amendment. I'll leave you with a case that you won't believe. Maybe some of you have heard of it, but the Ninth Amendment does say that the people retain the rights that aren't enumerated or any other rights in the Constitution. And there's a famous law review article in the 1880s, Louis Brandeis, a future Supreme Court justice at the time, and a professor, and it was the right to privacy. And the right to privacy is one of the most important rights you have, and you don't understand it. I don't mean that you can't understand it. You don't think about it. There was a case, Griswold v. Connecticut, about 1962. And you're not going to believe this. Connecticut had a law. You couldn't buy contraceptives unless you were married. So you went into a drugstore and you say, in 1962 in Connecticut, I'd like some condoms. They say, all right, show us your marriage certificate. Well, you weren't married. They say, get out of here. Went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said that people have a right to privacy under the Ninth Amendment, exactly as Mark from the SAC said, and that the state can't interfere with that right. This Supreme Court has started to roll back all of that business, all of that business. And that's a very, very dangerous and sad thing, but I just want that on everybody's radar. Now, from Gary of Madison, his criticisms of Biden, I think, are unfounded. Gary, I'm going to tell you why they're unfounded. A, Biden has put together, and I'm going to go then quick to a topic to put this to you, that we were going to defer. Biden has put together NATO. He's put together our alliances in the Pacific. He's the best foreign policy president we've had in a long, long time. But let me tell you something that should make your hair stand on end. And maybe next time you'll call in and say Trump is the problem. You talk about China? Xi is a dictator? Of course he's a dictator. You don't think he is? The guy's a dictator. In 2018, Donald Trump lifted the sanctions as a, quote, personal favor, end quote, to Xi Jinping on a company that was involved, we have found out just now, in the Chinese Cuba spy base. The Chinese Cuba spy base was set up in 2019 when Trump was president, and he didn't say a word about it, and he knew about it and didn't say a word about it and didn't do anything about it. The company is ZTE, a state-owned Chinese telecommunications company. It was tracked by the United States to Chinese the Chinese Communist spy facility. They're listening on us electronically. Cuba is 90 miles away from Key West, 90 miles away from Key West. ZTE was under sanctions in 2016 under Obama. You know, you take shots at Obama and Biden. Well, let's put this in context. But Trump lifted them in 2018. Trump was attacked by Democrats and Republicans. Obviously, the Democrats, but Marco Rubio and the Republicans. What are you doing? What the hell are you doing? In 2017, ZTE pleaded guilty criminally to illegally exporting U.S. technology to Iran and North Korea, our enemies. And Trump said, I waive sanctions. They can come into the United States and they can operate here. Come to find out, after the 2018 lifting of sanctions, the Chinese government gave a $500 million loan to a state-owned construction company to build an Indonesian theme park with a Trump-branded hotel and golf course. Right after he lifted sanctions, Ivanka Trump got Chinese trademarks, which no Westerner, not only no non-Asian, no non-Chinese can get. They're very, very lucrative. And then she can sub-license them. Trump did it for money. Trump is on the take. Trump monetized the secret documents that he just left hanging out in a bathroom and a pool shed in Mar-a-Lago. Every spy in the world knew they were there. They all knew about them. And we lost an alarming number of undercover agents as a result of Trump's treachery by doing that. But here, up until today, I had not realized, and most people hadn't realized or publicized, that ZTE, the sanctions were lifted. And right after they were lifted, a Trump hotel and golf course theme in Indonesia, built with $500 million from the Chinese government, went into operation or was approved. And it was after ZTE had their sanctions lifted, and they pled to a felony for busting our sanctions and sending our technology to Iran and North Korea. How the hell did they get our technology? Because Trump let them in the country. Trump is as crooked as a dog's hind leg. Do you understand that? And when people call in, you can say, I don't like this about Biden and that about Obama. They were honest and they were patriots. Trump is dishonest and he's not a patriot. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line, because you're mine. I walk the line, because you're mine.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Hello, Chippewa Valley and 93.5 The Tap listeners. Civic Media is thrilled to be your new neighbor. And to celebrate our arrival, we have an exclusive offer just for you and your local business. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll receive 1 month of free advertising. That's right, 1 month of free advertising.
This incredible offer ends June 30th.
Boost your business and secure your free month of advertising right now. Call 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. Call now.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I just...
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
For today, sunshine and a high near 91. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 66. Slight chance of a storm Friday, otherwise mostly sunny, and again a high near 91. For Friday night, slight chance of a storm, low of 67. Some scattered storms Saturday with a high near 90. With weather, I'm Corey Hartman.
It's 89 at our studios.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Don't let me down. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, let me tell you something. Heard of John Durham, guy with the mustache and the sneaky eyes, special prosecutor that Barr appointed on October 19, 2020. That was about 2 weeks before Trump lost the election. He knew he was going to lose the election. So crooked William Barr appointed sneaky John Durham to go after the Democrats and to, quote, investigate the federal investigation of the Trump-Russia connection, end quote. They try to get a desperate last-minute headline to show that there was, they thought something was wrong and that, in fact, Trump hadn't colluded with Russia. I'm so tired of people telling me on the right wing that Trump didn't collude with Russia. Let's go through some of the evidence right here, and you'll see what came out of it. In the House Judiciary Committee, John Durham testified for more than 6 hours recently. Remember, he'd issued a 306-page report, cost $6.5 million. And as a result of the whole thing, he brought two prosecutions and lost them both. And the conclusion of his 306-page report was that the FBI, quote, should have started a preliminary investigation instead of a full investigation. Not much difference. The Republican Senate, why do I say the Republican Senate? Because remember, they did have the Senate. Musk and Mitch was the majority leader up to the 2020 election. They found that there had been Russian interference. The Republican majority found that. And in 2019, the Department of Justice, that was Trump's Department of Justice before crooked William Barr came in, concluded that Durham, this idea that somehow the FBI should have started a preliminary investigation instead of a full investigation, was wrong. Now, Durham hadn't come to that conclusion in 2019, but that was what the Department of Justice of Trump said. The FBI was justified in starting a full investigation. And Durham, just out of thin air, said the other thing. And there's not much difference at all. What the difference would be how you phrase the subpoenas. At this hearing, there was a chance for the Democrats to ask questions. And Adam Schiff was the one that asked them. Adam Schiff is an excellent lawyer, and he really destroyed Durham. And that is a major reason why the Republican Party is censured Adam Schiff. Durham admitted in this testimony under oath that he called these Italian officials for evidence for Trump. What is that all about? Don't you remember? Trump's people, the conspiracy was that in Italy, there's some kind of a satellite, some kind of electronic communication that changed ballots in the United States. The Italians laughed at him. They said, that's bull. But they said, we can give you evidence of Trump's involvement in financial crimes here in Europe. Remember that? And Barr and the Department of Justice did not follow up on that. Under oath, questioned by Adam Schiff, John Durham says that he agreed to the following. A, he agreed that the facts of the Mueller report and the Senate Intelligence Committee report were true. The Senate Intelligence Committee was Republican majority at that time. He agreed that they were true. Both of them concluded that Russia had interfered in the 2016 election to help Donald Trump, both of them. And he agreed that that was true. Durham agreed that that was true. C, Durham agreed that Trump welcomed the help and shared information and secret meetings with the Russians. Durham agreed to that in this testimony, 6 hours long. And finally, Durham agreed that the FBI was justified in investigating that interference. And he started to argue about preliminary as opposed to full investigation. Nevertheless, there's a House Resolution 521 that just came out. One of the bases for the censure of Adam Schiff, quote, whereas the allegations that President Trump colluded with Russia to interfere in the 2016 election has been revealed as false by numerous investigations, including the recent report by Special Counsel John Durham. Hey, wait a minute. I'm calling this out. When you agree under oath, and this is in the report, the Mueller report, it's in the Republican Judiciary Committee report, that Trump welcomed the help of the Russians and shared information and secret meetings with them. You don't think that's collusion? You don't think that's collusion? Shared information and met with them? You know what would happen with drug dealers? If you had a drug dealer who provided assistance and information and met with somebody else who was selling the drugs, that's a conspiracy. That's collusion. That's a crime. Mueller, when he finally said at the end he couldn't find evidence of actual collusion, he found evidence that Trump welcomed the help, shared information with the Russians, and secretly met with them, his campaign. What Mueller did was dishonest, quite frankly. He had all of the evidence right there. He said that that's what happened. Adam Schiff went further and said there was collusion. I say there was collusion. When Trump welcomed the help of the Russians, shared information with the Russians, and secretly met with the Russians, Don Trump Jr. met with him in the Russian embassy. And a little known fact, a well-known fact, the CIA listens to everything that goes on in the Russian embassy, and they listen to everything that goes on in our embassy. And they were not in there to listen to Donald Trump Jr. They were there to listen to Ruskies. Suddenly they hear a guy, they go, oh, he speaks pretty good English. God, he speaks perfect English. Hey, it's Don Trump Jr. That's how they found him, the skunk. That's how they found the skunk. Skunk then said, well, we were just talking about adoptions. Remember that? Baloney. They knew what he was talking about. He wasn't talking about adoptions. You think Putin and Don Trump Jr. give a rat's behind about adoptions? No, they don't. This is the result. There's a lot more to talk about this, and we have 40 seconds. It's Matt Flynn Direct. It's been a great show. Great callers, as always. I'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stand by for a great show. Devil's Advocate with Kroot and Dom, perhaps. And Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today.
Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattinair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.